Hey guys, hope everybody's having a good week. This week I'm in Sikeston, Missouri, hunting with Steve Yant, selling a little dog food. Yesterday I had the opportunity to sit down with Jace Buckley, the 2024 Mississippi State PKC Youth Champion. If you don't get a laugh out of this one, then something's wrong. Jace is ate up with coon hunting like I've never seen before and says he gets in trouble for staying up late watching coon hunting videos and looking at pro ham. Without further ado, here's Jace Buckley.
Fuel your dog with power. Fuel them with strength. Fuel them with Joy Super Meal 3020. Joy Super Meal is made for the hardest working dogs. With a colossal 510 kcals per cup, magnesium for muscle repair, and pumpkin for digestive health. This formula is made specifically for gaining muscle mass and added endurance. Our Super Meal 3020 is also great for breeders and offers mothers extra calcium and magnesium to assist with whelping. For dogs that work just as hard as you do, make sure to fuel them with the best. Fuel them with Joy Super Meal 3020. To learn more about Joy Super Meal 3020 or to find a dealer near you, visit joydogfood.com or give us a call at 800-245-4125.
This is your host Mason Bush. Today we have the 2024 Mississippi State Youth Champion. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good.
How you feeling after your big win?
It feels real good.
Well, tell everybody what your name is and how old you are and where you from.
My name is Jace Buckley. I'm from Union, Mississippi, and I'm 10 years old.
10 years old. How long you been coon hunting?
I've been coon hunting for about 2 years now.
Got you. You got your own dog?
Yes, sir.
What kind is he?
He's a walker.
Okay. How old is he?
He's about 2 years old.
Okay. Do you train?
Yeah, I meant.
Okay. You train her?
Yes, sir.
Okay. She a good one?
She pretty good.
That's good. That's good. What about your daddy? Has he been hunting a long time?
Yes, sir.
Well, tell us a little bit about Saturday. You just come off a big win, state youth championship. Tell us a little bit about your day and how it went.
Well, it was fun. I entered the squalling contest, the trend contest, and drag race. And
did you do any good at either of them?
No, sir. Mm. I got on the trend contest. I got to the second round.
Okay. What dog did you use for it?
I use my dog named Mabel.
Okay. That's a dog, your own dog?
Yes, sir. She pretty old.
Okay. How many dogs you got?
A good bit. We got a lot of rabbit dogs.
Okay. What do you like better, coon hunting or rabbit hunting?
Coon hunting.
That's when good.
The better part about coon hunting, you don't gotta walk through a thicket. Every time I get home from rabbit hunting, I'm bleeding.
Having to beat them briars.
Yes, sir.
Well, what about your cast Saturday night? How did it go in the early round?
The early round. We cast the dogs. Their dogs was barking, and I can hear Slim barking in the background. So I struck him in, and then
what strike did you get?
I got 100 struck.
Uh oh.
Well, I struck first.
Yeah. You keep going.
I struck first for 100. I struck first for 100.
Well, how'd the rest of it go?
And then I treat him. He treats, then I treat him, and their dogs treat him like right before mice. And we walked in there, and me and my dad, we walked to this tree, and then we had to walk back to this tree, and they had the coon. And then after we scored that tree, we walked to their tree, and he had the coon.
Okay. Did y'all make any more trees?
Yes, sir. After that, we cast it again, and we went in there about 118 yards. He struck, then he treed not too long right after that, and they dogs did the same thing. And then we walked into his tree, and he had the coon again.
He put on a clinic.
And then we walked to their tree, they had the coon.
So y'all treed 4 coons in that cast?
It was about 3.
Oh, okay. Is that all y'all done in the early round?
Yes, sir. We treated 2 coons in the early round.
Okay. Well, what about the late round? Did it go just about the same, or?
No, sir. It went a little different.
How'd it go?
Well, we turned them loose. The dog named Max, the owner, he struck his dog first. And then Ethan, the boy that was on the schooner, he struck second. And then the dog that owned, I forgot his name, but he struck third, and I struck last for 25.
You can't be striking last. You got to take him 100.
Well, you wouldn't say that if you knew what happened.
No, okay. Keep going.
After that, the 6 caught him. They was in the hole big time.
Uh-oh.
And I was in the hole 25, and all our dogs was on the other side of the road. So then we walked over there. I struck him back in for 100, and then I treed him. He was treed. So we walked in there, and he had the coon. And then his dog came to his tree but left out, ran out, and then treed him a coon. And we walked to his tree and scored.
Okay. Hey, you better handler than I am. You had all that planned out, taking that 25 strike.
Yes, sir.
Well, Jace, do you play any sports?
Yes, sir. I play baseball. I play football and basketball.
So you're a busy boy.
Yes, sir.
Which sport do you like the best?
I like baseball.
That was my favorite. What position you play?
I play shortstop, first base, and pitcher, and sometimes I play high and catcher.
Okay, he's shortstop. You must be fast.
Pretty fast.
Well, if you got to pick between baseball and coon hunting, which one are you doing?
Probably coon hunting.
That's what I wanted to hear. How many casts have you been in? Was that your first one?
No, sir. I've been in a couple adult hunts.
Did you win any of them?
No, sir, but the highest I got was 2nd place.
Okay. Well,
that time when I got in 2nd place, I was hunting racket.
Okay, yeah, I know racket.
I was hunting against Playboy because the other adult I was hunting, he withdrew, and racket treed the coon. I struck him first, and then he treed, and we walked in there, and he had the coon.
Okay. Well, congratulations on your big win.
Thank you.
You plan on heading to any more hunts here soon?
Probably so.
Where do you plan on going next?
Probably another youth hunt or adult hunt.
Okay. Well, the way you win, and you may just need to go to the world hunt.
Yeah, probably. I was going to go to St. Jude hunt. But, well, we got something going on, so we can't go.
Okay. St. Jude, right beside my house.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool. You just walk over there.
Well, it ain't that close, but it's close enough.
Mm.
But, anyways. Well, what else are you planning for the future in coon hunting?
Sir, can you please say that again?
what else is you got planned for your future in coon hunting?
Well, I got first get a coon dog.
How'd you get wrapped up with Luckett and his dog?
By my dad. We didn't have it. Our dog came in heat, so we couldn't hunt it. And then he called Mr. Luckett, and he said yes.
Okay. I got you. Oh, David's a good one. Have you ever met him before? Before
yes,
then?
Sir. Oh, yeah, and I got two pups off of Slim.
Okay. How old are they?
They're about 7 months old, and one of them 8 months old.
I got you. You done anything with them yet?
Yes, sir. One of them already trained him some coons by himself, the 7 month old. His name's Slime. He untreed about 8 coons.
That's pretty good for a 7 month old pup.
He hadn't been missing most of the time when we walked to the tree. He got a possum, or a coon, or it's a circus tree.
Well, he's gonna keep you fed.
Yeah. We shot, he treated him a coon last, I mean, he treated him a possum last night. We shot the possum down, so we don't got to deal with him next time.
Oh, man. Just get rid of, don't break the dog, just kill the possum.
My daddy shot him one time. Yeah, I can see his head poking. Now I shot
him in his head.
I hear
the
Jerry Cloud though that day.
You listening to Jerry Cloud?
I think I put him out his misery.
Oh, man. You listening to any Jerry?
Yes, sir. I listen to Jerry Cloud all the time. My favorite story is about when he said, "Man, why you crying?" "I'm crying because my dog died thinking that the coon killed him."
You know any other Jerry stories?
Oh, yes, sir. My other one is when he had a whole bunch of dogs, and they met up, and he had a tree climb. Them dogs went up in there. They treated him a coon. The tree climber climbed up that tree to see what it is up in there. He said, "Oh, man, it's something up here." He said, "I think it's a cat. Shoot amongst them, John." Then he said, "John, shoot him. Shoot him, John." John would never shoot him. He said, "Someone got to have some relief."
<That's right. laughs> Oh, I ain't heard in Jerry a long time. That's good stuff. Oh, man. You're going to have to break that puppy from trading them possums.
Yeah, I think I shot the last one. I don't know if he's going to have any more children. He dead now.
Oh, man. Just take care of him. It's probably a little easier just to break that dog instead of killing all the possums.
I mean, he ain't gonna tree.
He ain't gonna tree that one anymore, is he? I said, he ain't gonna tree that one anymore, is he?
Yes, sir. I mean, no, sir.
Oh, me. What about some other hunting stories, though?
You got it? He's a pretty good dog.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I wouldn't fault him too bad at that age for doing anything.
And he got him, we got his brother, his name Bullet. And the dog in tree ate coons, his name is Slime.
Okay. And they're both all slim?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Well, yeah, they all, both all slim.
Oh, Slim's a good one. I've judged him in some big hunts. He's a good dog.
He's a really good coon dog.
Yeah. Oh, David ain't going to keep one around unless it's a good one.
Yes, you're right. That was my first time ever hearing them and hunting a riddle.
Really?
Yes, sir. The only thing I listened to them off of was a video.
That's pretty impressive. That's not many can say that, especially winning a state championship.
Yes, sir.
Hmm. He going to let you hunt him anymore?
I don't know. I might see if he'll let me hunt him at the World Hunt.
Yeah.
Maybe I can win up there.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
I'm thinking about breeding to the female. You know that coon dog I was talking about we got?
Yeah, the one that's in heat.
I'm thinking about breeding him to that dog. His name is Fancy.
I got you. Get it done, you'll have you another litter.
Yes, sir. She is a pretty good dog, too. Not too long ago, she treated her a coon.
She don't treat no possums, does she?
I don't think so. She bred out of some long pine dogs.
Okay.
And some muskrat.
Okay. Yeah, I'm familiar with that. What about, you got any more hunting stories?
No, I don't think so. Wait, I got you one. I'm serious about this one. I always dream to tell somebody.
Podcast. All right. I got you
one. So me and my daddy, we was hunting one night. We was hunting down there at this game reserve in Lake. Man, Fancy, she went, whew. Man, I can go to school that next morning. She went 4 miles.
4 miles?
Yes, sir. About 2 or 3 miles. We had to walk in there and get her. And we came out the woods about 3 o'clock. Then she wouldn't come. She a tree. And then leave the tree and go out there. We left her in there. I told her she better come on out. then she finally came out. It was finna be sunrise.
Mm.
Then I finally got home. It was about 4 o'clock.
Mm. Mama probably wasn't happy, was she?
I didn't go to school that next day.
I don't blame you. I wouldn't have neither. What about your mama? She get mad if you stay out too late?
No, she ain't too bad about it.
That's good.
Long as I get up in the morning and go to school.
You got to keep them grades up, too.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah, and I like reading some coon hunting magazine at nighttime. Sometimes I did have to get on to me.
Staying up too late.
And I have a flashlight out, and I be reading a magazine at nighttime.
Hmm. True blue coon hunter.
Yes, sir.
That's good. What magazine do you like? Pro Hound or Full Cry?
I like looking at the PKC books.
Okay. That's
and,
good.
And I like looking at their bloodlines and how much the year, like the lifetime earnings.
Yeah.
And I look at when it got some hunts coming up, so I already know.
What's your closest club to your house?
The closest club to the house is Scott County.
Okay. What's your favorite bloodline of dogs?
I say the dog that I said the tree from possum, he's a pretty good dog. He and that's out of some Smirnoff and some long pine.
Okay. Yeah, that long pine stuff's good stuff.
It's Smirnoff ice and long pine. I meant that.
Before. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, you good? Well, anything else you'd like to say, young man?
I'm just ready to win another one.
Yeah, that's right. You won the state. It's time to win the world now.
Yes, sir.
You need to make sure to get up to
I'd like to thank David Luckett.
Oh, yeah. David's a good one. I had him on a couple weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Pretty nice.
Yeah. Did you not listen to that one?
Not yet.
No, you have to listen to that one. I had David Luckett on 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, and I want to thank Mr. Eddie.
Eddie Simmons is a good one. I had him on, too, the week before that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
He invited me to hunt down there in Vicksburg one night with him.
Yeah, that's some good hunting.
And at the PKC hunt.
Yeah, that's some real good hunting down there.
When I went down to the state champion, I won. It was real early in the morning. I got glad I got my dog box, and I got my book, and I got my knife, and my dog feed. I think we were about out on that.
What about that buckle? You been wearing it to school?
No, sir. I got it up for some showing.
Okay. Just put it on when you go out.
Yes, sir.
I don't blame you. Well, congratulations. I'm glad you won it. I hope to see your name. You'll be in the magazine next month.
Yes, sir.
You get to read about yourself. So, congratulations.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. I bet you are. Well, congratulations. And thank you for coming on here. And I hope to see you in the magazine before too long. And what's your favorite podcast?
About TJ McCullough.
Oh, okay. Oh, TJ. He lives right here close to me. I've took him all over the place.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You got to watch old TJ. Oh,
yeah. My favorite type of podcast is Coon Hunting University.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Like I said, tell your daddy to text me the address and I'll send you a hat.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations and good luck in the future. And I'm sure I'll be seeing you around. Keep in the wood.
And put God first.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right. You got your head on straight, young man.
Yes, sir.
So, anybody else you'd like to thank before I get off here?
I like to thank my dad.
Oh, yeah.
And my mom. Why they over here looking?
Oh, that's right. Oh, boy, you're cut up. Well, once again, thank you. Congratulations. And be listening out Thursday. We'll have you on.
Yes, sir.
All right. We'll see you next time.
Yes, sir.
All right. Bye.
Guys, hope y'all enjoyed that one as much as I did. Jace was a blast to interview and kept me cracked up. I'm on the road and forgot my memory cards as all my sponsored ads at the house. So I would like to take a second to thank my sponsors, Joy Dog Food, Razor Hunting Gear, and Conky's Outdoors. All three of them are the best in the business. So until next week, keep them on the wood.